Well, I got to tell you, the thing about New Year's, it's so strange.
Rockin' bod.
As far as the TV shows go, who would want to party with Dick Clark?
I don't know.
Carson Daly.
Oh, no.
Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest. None of those people. I don't think of them as people. Man, I want to get crazy with Dick Clark tonight, man. Dick for happy hour, and then Seacrest is showing up.
What's it like in the room, though? I mean, you're usually drinking at your party, and you kind of marginally pay attention to them if they're on in the room. And then if there's some act on that you want to see, stop and watch, and then go about your business again.
There's no
pops.
Act on I want to watch.
No.
I know, that's true. They have
all,
the absolute worst entertainment on
Megyn
all those
Kelly
shows.
Maybe on Fox. She's hot. She's a blonde chick. Oh, my gosh. She's smoking hot. I like to do her. That's about it, though. But seriously, Dick Clark, are we going to just go until he can't speak anymore
yes.
and it becomes all electronic? Like,
if they have a Steve Hawking voice for him and he still can be propped up, they'll do that.
Yeah, and the patronizing by Seacrest every time, and he's got to kiss his ass from one end to the next.
He's so great.
Lift him up.
And, boy, when you think of New Year's Eve and partying, you think of Dick Clark. He's just awesome what he has done.
It's gone beyond
my God.
Being she'll love the an event, break. Seeing him do that, I think.
it's embarrassing.
It's time to quit.
Where Ryan says, Dick, and I think everybody's cueing Dick, like, okay, you're on. He comes down, he goes, oh, Ryan, listen, tomorrow this will all be cleaned up, and it'll be like there was never a party. But right now, there's a big party. Back to you. Okay, Dick. That was the break. Ryan.
A couple of those.
Ryan. Tomorrow this will all be cleaned up. Okay, thanks, Dick. Great, cool.
Really?
Wow. All right, thank you, Dick.
What a prescient point.
And let's go to Dick.
I'm so glad we went to you.
Dick, Ryan, we're all partying here, bringing in you a cheer. Back to you. All right, Dick.
Here we go.
Sounding good.
Started this party.
Ryan.
Happy New Year.
Ryan.
What a great party.
Back it up. We missed the Ryan.
He said Ryan.
You got to hear Ryan.
When we began 40 years ago.
Turn down the crowd noise. You can't understand him.
For minutes, year after year after year. And tonight, it's bigger and better than ever.
Okay.
bigger
and better. Bigger and better than ever. Okay, thanks, Dick. We'll come back to you in about 10 minutes, okay?
A habit for minutes, year after year after year. And tonight, it's bigger and better than ever.
All right, so we just go through the Dick Clark breaks one by one.
You got to. When you, get to the very last one is the cleanup one. That was my favorite.
There's a lot of cleaning up tomorrow.
What? I don't get why they feel obligated.
Clean up tomorrow.
They all do some.
Sorry.
Can't interrupt the Dick Clark.
Can't.
No.
The Mike Clark, Dick Clark experience.
There's no way to stop it.
But why do they also have to talk about how they clean it up? Everybody knows they do.
Well, here we go. Here comes Ryan.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
A whale of a moment. That's the one I love. A whale of a moment.
On their mind. What will Lady Gaga do to entertain?
You can't have Dick Clark say Lady Gaga.
No.
Those aren't the words for to come out of Dick Clark.
Lady Gaga.
This is utter madness. I mean, honestly, this is utter, complete madness. Why is this allowed to happen?
I don't know.
Do you have to pass a law? I mean, seriously, something's got to be done about this.
I know it.
It's insane.
You hate to have a petition like Nickelback or something and bring him back. I mean, it's going to come off as pretty rude.
Seriously, bigger people. I do enjoy it, but bigger people have been asked to stop doing things.
Yeah.
Bigger, much bigger people have been told they can't do something anymore.
Yeah.
Babe Ruth had to retire from baseball.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it anymore.
Eventually.
He can't do this anymore.
I mean, when you're sitting there using expressions like, A whale of a time.
Remember Gaga comes out in the ball sack?
Yeah.
No, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And again, pretending, acting like he's the most living legend of all time.
Yeah.
Every time he does the
ball. Right.
And to hear Dick Clark try to say Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Next to Clark Frank, please, let's get through this.
Good God. And by the way, that outfit was stupid. That dumb glitter bag on her head.
Every outfit, though, is meant to make some sort of... Big splash. People are, talking about it. Big deal.
Every day. Hey, look at you. She was wearing a birdcage last night. Wasn't that cool? Until, about four homo guys took it off of her.
In the commercials in between, did you notice Charles Barkley?
No.
He's on Weight Watchers, and he's lost about 100 pounds. Oh, yeah. Charles is skinny.
Oh, here we go. Beyonce.
Live in New York.
How come the captioning doesn't reflect how he really speaks?
8 out of 10.
Did you hear Beyonce, by the way?
Thank you, Beyonce.
Thank you, Beyonce.
Come on, pass a law, do something.
Down there tonight.
Oh, man.
8 out of 10 are from out of town. And many came here from all over the world.
Oh, man.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
God, Jenny McCarthy.
Nice hairstyle.
His lines are so ridiculous too.
Ridiculous.
His comments.
True.
He's not even saying things that are remotely.
I know. Relatable.
Yeah.
I mean the whale of a time, and oh my God, I just can't. I can't wait for you guys to hear the. It's going to be cleaned up tomorrow. I'm on the edge of my seat, you guys.
Tomorrow is already cleaned up.
God, you're right. He is blonde.
Yeah.
Give it to me. He's a guy down.
And Trish is like, this is pre-recorded, isn't it? In case he stumbles. What?
Oh, my God. Turn the crowd noise down, please. Turn those mics down. We can't hear him. Can't understand what he's saying. As it is.
Yeah. Don't you think that's deliberate?
Maybe.
Just in case there's an incident.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Oh, Dick, you almost got that 9 right on.
Yeah.
2, 1, Happy New Year.
I swear Trish and I were debating this fact. That they have them so low in the mix, just in case there's a horrible screw up in the countdown.
That's his best one in years.
It is. Normally,
yeah, he nailed
he's
that
good for one at least. Yeah, he did. He nailed it.
It's a great side, and it's been that way for over 100 years. The Cavs started.
This is the first year after he had the stroke, I believe.
And we joined the party 35 years ago.
See, it's getting worse.
He sounds better then.
It's getting
he
worse.
Does. He's way
worse.
Better.
Yeah.
Not as soon as so, next
year, I thought the idea was that he's recovering and getting better year by year, so we need to bring him back.
Yeah, he might actually have had other strokes. I mean, once you have one, sometimes you have more.
I'm not taking this too seriously now.
Sorry.
It's okay. That's so kind of you.
This has been one of the biggest ever. You know, that's why so many folks...
It's always the biggest ever.
They have the background mix down in this one.
Yeah.
The mix has definitely gone up since 2007.
And now, people come here from all over the world. Rooms you fit. So, let's hear it from Ryan.
I have no idea.
I don't know. And can you imagine? Here you are, a little if you've had a few pops, how are you translating that? Your brain can't process anything.
You might if you're maybe really, really, really
better.
Drunk.
Maybe it does.
It might be clear as a bell.
Right.
You might be in the best position of all to translate if you're really
Do we have Dick's break?
Please tell him we have to clean it up.
Hey, Dick. Ryan. Boy. Everybody came to have a good time. Hardly ever had one. New York did a great job of throwing a party.
What?
And it gets bigger and more fun every year. Ryan?
Okay, I got it, Dick.
Ryan.
I'll take it from here, Dick.
Ryan.
Okay, Dick, I got it.
Ryan.
Ryan, you know, we had another great new year. Keep alive. Looking to the future with hope and goodwill. And not too long from now, they will call the people, sweep up everything, and Times Square will be fine by morning.
Ryan! Ryan! Ryan!
Times Square will be fine by
morning.
What a night to remember, Ryan! Yeah, you said it, Dick.
Did you see Pitbull with his glasses off,
yes,
by the way?
Yes.
Oh, my God, is he ugly.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that? Well, he's frightening.
Yeah, well, Pitbull, there you go.
Because we were going, why is this guy wearing sunglasses? Well, now we know. He's scary looking as hell.
I know it.
He's not meant to be seen from less than 40 feet away.
I know it.
Seriously. He's frightening looking.
Coat. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, boy.
Okay. What a night. Yeah. Wait, as Dick says.
Is there another Dick Clark break? All right. No, we're not going to skip a Dick Clark break.
Ryan!
Do that.
Ryan!
Get to your little part.
Coming up, so don't call it that yet.
Huh?
What?
What's that?
A healthy and happy new year.
Got
from
it.
From the bottom of my heart. Now, I am marking my 40th year.
Yeah.
So, Ryan.
Good time to go out.
About 34 years Thanks. Behind me.
That's a good time to leave, Dad.
It's not bad. But you got a long way to go.
No, no!
Yes,
oh, just when we thought he was going to announce it was over.
I thought
know?
So, too. I'm sure he was going
to
do that.
I know it. 40 years, perfect time to go out.
Seriously, they'll have to bring him up on New Year's Eve, and someone will have to punch him really hard to get him off that show. Do it live on the air.
It's kind of like Charles, who's never going to be king. Ryan is never going to be in charge of this event. This dude is going to last until Ryan's 80.
40 years ago.
Yes, sir.
You weren't even born.
Oh!
He grabs his face like in astonishment.
By the way,
I never saw so many people.
You're Dick mugging?
Yeah.
He can still mug.
Yes. He's got his hand on his face in astonishment that Ryan wasn't born yet.
It was astonishing.
Yeah. And then Ryan
he just looks astonished all the time.
He does look pretty astonished.
And you know if there's a thought fall over Ryan's real thought, you're like, get out of the chair. Get out of the chair.
Or else, what?
To me and to the nation watching, thank you for everything.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, right.
This is the ugliest ass kiss in all the corporate brutal. World. In the history of corporate politics, this is the ugliest ass kiss ever.
It just goes to show you the extent to which Ryan can kiss ass, and that is huge.
What a special night. Incredible.
Oh, what a special night.
So lovely.
You're such a great friend to me and to the nation.
That's your friend.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Look at his hands.
Cheers.
They actually despise each other.
Yeah.
Dick Clark hates him for being young and replacing him, and he hates Dick for sitting there.
For hanging on.
Exactly.
Look at Ryan trying to get everybody to cheer on Dick, you know, by looking out at the all the technicians and camera guys. Let's have a big hand for the guy that won't leave the chair.
He's hoping they'll cheer him so loud he'll have another stroke.
You know he's sitting there. He's never going to see it. Wait and see. This guy is going to live until he's 110, and he'll still keep doing this, and Ryan will be like 75.
I think he must
Ryan.
Own it. He must have had a contract forever for the end of his life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He owns it in perpetuity, or there's no way he'll be sitting there. No way.
In fact, Ryan's going to get so old, he's finally going to go, Ryan, and then he's going to be like, Dick. Hi, Dick.
Ryan
had a
stroke.
Gaga. And that'll be Ryan. Back to you, Dick. Okay, Ryan.
They both have had strokes.
They both have had strokes.
Dick's 110, Ryan's 80.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Back to you, Dick.
Okay, we need to back this up. We need to hear this break. Oh, that's the same one. Is this the last break?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll hear it one more time and move on.
He died right after.
Yeah.
I've grown much out of it.
Yeah,
I did.
This is very nice. What playful banter. What?
This is unbelievable.
He sounds so wasted.
A fan?
1 year. 1 year from now. Any year. I'm waiting for the temperature to drop.
This is a fake laugh from Seacrest. Did you hear the camera guy go, fake, right after Ryan's back on.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not partying, Dennis. You're not partying. Why do people say they're partying? I don't see any alcohol. I don't see any lines of cocaine around them. They're not partying.
No, they can't. If they party, they got to go to the bathroom, and there's nowhere to pee. So you're stuck. You can't you can't do anything.
He goes in his pants.
Can you believe, though, seriously, those people cannot leave to go to the bathroom and they lose their place?
That's it.
On New Year's Eve? That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, because now...
A lot of depends on undergarments at that party. At that event.
Is everyone just going in their... pants?
Probably.
I think most of them aren't, and that's why nobody's got a drink. They don't have a drink all night. That's like they've been
nobody's
there for
drinking.
Hours.
How is that a New Year's Eve celebration?
I know.
Sitting in
I
the
agree.
Same place for 30 hours waiting to see Lady Gaga.
They went to that one dude, and they said, so what's it been like? Well, I've been here for like 8 hours, and I'm just getting by on energy bars, dude. Well, that sounds like a great time, you know?
Times Square isn't all that cool anyway.
No.
Never been there.
Who would want
to be
there?
It's just a mess.
No, I agree. You can't drink. Otherwise, seriously.
You know, on a regular day.
But have you seen one person that Jenny McCarthy talks to, you go, man, I'd love to party. Look at that bunch. Man, those people are crazy. They're having a blast.
No.
They're wild.
Yeah. It's always a bunch
of... Nobody cool would go there.
No. It's always these sort of nothing, goofballs and...
It's like
guys.
Tool Central.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve Tool Central.
Yeah, and everybody's
Times Square.
Yep, and everybody's got the stupid glasses on, whatever year that it is, you know. Everybody's got the year glasses.
Ryan! Oh, my God.
What a night.
Whether he ever said it that way or not, it so sounds like Dick Clark. It's unmistakable.
Yeah.
Trudy, you are, I guess we should.